Thank you for spending a few minutes with me today, reflecting upon the new directory for catechesis. My name is Bishop Dennis Madden, and in this video, we're going to be discussing catechesis in dialogue with the wider world. We'll be highlighting paragraphs 343 to 353 in the directory, which can be found in chapter 10 under the title, Catechesis in the Context of Ecumenism and Religious Pluralism. I consider myself blessed to have been involved with the Church's ecumenical and interreligious activities for many years. My brother bishops elected me to serve as the chair of the Committee on Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs from 2011 to 2014. It was indeed a gift to form relationships with other Christians, our Jewish brothers and sisters, and many of our neighbors from other religious traditions during that time. I continue to be involved in ecumenical and interreligious activities at home in my Diocese of Baltimore, and continue to serve on national dialogues with both the National Council of Synagogues and as Catholic co-chair with the Evangelical Lutheran Church of North America. It's been a privilege to walk these journeys with our friends from other faith traditions, praying and working together for the common good, and in this process, encountering tremendous goodness and holiness. This section of the directory, focusing on ecumenism and religious pluralism, invites us to recognize the goodness and the holiness of the other, while at the same time being thankful for all that is good and holy in our own faith tradition. The directory acknowledges that today, due in part to the human mobility, there are many new cultural, ethnic, economic, and social factors to consider. Such diversity is especially apparent here in the United States. Today, perhaps more than ever, catechists need to understand that their classroom is a diverse classroom. Many of our students come from families that practice a variety of religious traditions and live in that same household. They have friends and neighbors who are not Catholic, and who might even question our religious practices and our beliefs. It would be futile for us to attempt to shield our young people from the varied perspectives and religious practices that surround us. Such an attempt would also deprive them of a necessary element in their catechesis. Rather, catechists must provide their students with all the tools they need to live fully their Catholic faith in the world that we live in today. And this includes, first of all, a capacity for dialogue with those who are outside of the Catholic Church. The Second Vatican Council has challenged us to engage the wider world through dialogue. During the council, Pope St. Paul VI wrote in his encyclical Ecclesiam Suam, "It seems to us that the sort of relationship for the Church to establish with the world should be more of the nature of a dialogue." Many of the documents of the Second Vatican Council, such as the document on ecumenism, the document on other religions, and the document on the Church in the modern world, espouse a dialogical approach to the world. Ever since the Second Vatican Council, the Church has always sought to engage those outside of her with charitable and truthful dialogue. This directory, in fact, views catechesis in and of itself as a form of dialogue. Catechesis is described actually as a laboratory for dialogue. The directory describes dialogue as a free and gratuitous initiative taking its cue from love. Pope Francis, in Evangelii Gaudium, considers dialogue to be a valuable contributor to peace itself. It goes on to say that the Church desires that catechesis should accentuate this dialogical style to more easily see the face of the Son, who, along with the Samaritan woman at the well, stopped to begin a dialogue with every human being in order to lead him or her with gentleness to the discovery of the living water. The Church seeks to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, and as catechists seek to teach as Jesus taught, they should do so in the spirit of respectful and loving dialogue. This dialogue will be with those who understand and relate to God in ways that are distinct from our own. The Directory speaks about catechesis in the four distinct contexts of ecumenism, Judaism, other religions, and new religious movements. Let us use this remaining time together to briefly consider each of these important contexts. The Directory identifies the ecumenical movement, that drive toward unity for all those who confess Jesus as Lord, as a movement brought forth by the Holy Spirit. One indication that the importance of the gospel message has truly entered our hearts and the hearts of our students is when we find the current divisions between us as Christians to be unacceptable. They contradict the prayer of Jesus that we might be one just as he is one with the Father. One clear example is when we come together for Mass and our dear friends and family members from other Christian traditions that love the Lord as much as we do are not able to come forward to receive communion. It is unfortunate that we are not yet ready for all to come together at the same table. We acknowledge that there is much theological work to be done. However, the question for us today is, do we feel the pain of this separation? Do the divisions in the church grieve us to the point where we're motivated to work to heal them? The first way the Directory encourages us to work for healing is through prayer, because while unity might seem impossible for human beings to accomplish, nothing is impossible for God. The second is through presenting the teachings of our Catholic faith in a clear and honest way, including an acknowledgement of the ways in which our traditions are flexible and offer some latitude. For example, we must always uphold our belief in Jesus as the Lord, but not everything in our faith is so absolute. At one time, Catholics never ate meat on Friday, but today outside of Lent, Catholics should also choose to enter another type of penitential practice. Understanding the Catholic faith in its fullness will help our students to engage with other Christians in ways that are both meaningful and yet open to the gifts of the other. The final way the Directory encourages us to work for the healing of Christian division is through genuinely, honestly articulating the beliefs of others. Lutherans are hurt by Catholics who incorrectly assert that they do not believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. They do believe in the Eucharist. They do believe in the real presence. Healing cannot take place if we do not speak of each other accurately. When catechists speak of the beliefs of other Christians, they must understand what these Christians say about themselves and present those views fairly. Such an approach is not only helpful in building unity, but is also simply being honest with our own students. The next and very important context the Directory calls us to reflect upon is the Jewish context. Pope St. John Paul II refer to the Jewish people as our elder brothers and sisters in the faith. We as Catholics owe much to the Jewish people. We think of our Lord, our Lady, St. Joseph, St. Paul, St. Peter. The list goes on and on of Jewish people we honor who are foundational to all we hold as sacred. Jewish and Catholic believers revere the books of the Old Testament as inspired by God. Anti-Semitism, anti-Judaism have absolutely no place in our classrooms or our churches. We should take to heart the examples of Pope St. John Paul II, Pope Benedict, and Pope Francis, and embrace our Jewish neighbors with the greatest of respect. While we honor Jesus as our Lord and Savior, at the same time, we must not portray God's covenant with the Jewish people as having been revoked. We believe that God never breaks his promises. The Jewish roots of our faith call us to build a unique and life-giving relationship with the Jewish people of today. The more we learn from them the more we will know about ourselves. The directory then moves to a consideration of other religious traditions. Since the Second Vatican Council, Catholics have been called upon to view other religious traditions with a hermeneutic of generosity that respects the conduct, life, precepts, and teachings, which often reflect a ray of that truth that enlightens all of us. Living in the context of a religiously pluralistic society, especially in places where Christians are the minority, calls for special sensitivity. The directory reminds us that as Catholics, we need to strengthen our own identity and have a profound sense of who we are as Christians. We need to promote with respect and love the unique and important spiritual gifts that we as Catholics have to offer the world around us. We also need to help our young people develop the skill in discerning what are the necessary aspects of those seeds of the Word of God which are present in other religious traditions. Catechesis should help our young people to be able to practice their faith as Catholics in a way that reaches out to others appropriately, while bearing witness to their love of their own faith, working together to defend human dignity, and entering into a cordial dialogue. Finally, the directory calls to our attention the development of various new religious movements that are springing up all around us. There are many different types of movements. Some have roots in Christianity, others are inspired by a kind of spiritualism or humanism. The development of these different groups reminds us that the human person is continually seeking a deeper meaning to life. People are searching for God, do not always know where to look. Unfortunately, due to a lack of proper formation or sinful acts by some of the leaders of the church, people have walked away from their Catholic faith. People have also not always found that their questions have been adequately addressed in their experience of the Catholic Church. This reality calls on all of us as Catholics to look at ourselves and ask how we might help others find Christ. The directory urges us not to judge those who have joined these newer religious movements, but to treat them with love and respect. Perhaps through our welcome, our compassion, they will discover more in the Catholic Church than they first realized. The task before us seems complex, especially in our religiously pluralistic society. Instead of being overwhelmed, we can view this as a wonderful opportunity for all of us to grow in our understanding of the transcendent one who has called us to love him with all our hearts and to love one another as he loves us. The Church's documents on ecumenism emphasize the primacy of spiritual ecumenism. Ecumenism is a matter of the heart, which requires prayer and conversion. If we allow the Lord to take center stage in catechesis, we will never go astray. Thank you very much for spending this time with me. It's been a joy to be with you, and may the Lord bless you this day and all days.